This is Trish McGregor with your Star Power Astrology Forecast for September 2025. The good news is that Mercury retrograde is over, but in September we have two eclipses, a lunar eclipse at 15 degrees Pisces on September 7th, and a solar eclipse at 29 degrees Virgo on September 21st. If the degree of either eclipse falls on a planet or chart, take note of any events that occur on or around the date of the eclipse. Also, Saturn is opposed to the solar eclipse degree. Here are the dates to watch for this month. September 4th, Mars in Libra squares Jupiter in Cancer. September 7th, the lunar eclipse in Pisces. September 12th, Sun in Virgo sextiles Jupiter in Cancer. September 19th, Mercury in Libra trines Uranus in Gemini. September 21st, solar eclipse in Virgo, Saturn in Pisces is opposed. September 23rd, Sun in Libra trines Uranus in Gemini. Now let's see how this breaks down for each sign. Aries. On the 1st, when Mars in Libra squares Jupiter in Cancer, you may have to contend with issues in your family. Your partner is disgruntled about something. Unless he or she is a good communicator, you'll need to explore what's going on. The lunar eclipse in Pisces on the 7th takes place in your 12th house. Issues you haven't been able to resolve may rise to the surface, and something you're doing behind the scenes may be ending. This could be sessions with a therapist, a side gig, or even a relationship. On the 12th, the Sun in Virgo trines Jupiter in Cancer. This aspect should ease the issue at home that came up on the 1st. It should also benefit your daily work routine in some way, perhaps by easing your load or providing it with something you enjoy. Jupiter expands your communication skills, so put it to good use. The 19th brings another positive aspect, a trine between Mercury in Libra and Uranus in Gemini. It's possible that your personal partner is now fully on board for a move. Start planning your strategy. The solar eclipse in Virgo on the 21st should usher in new opportunities related to your daily work. A raise, a new job, a promotion, or perhaps you strike out on your own and become self-employed. That actually might be one of your best choices for you, Aries, because then you can call the shots. However, it's opposed by Saturn in Pisces, so be sure to examine those opportunities carefully and select the one that feels intuitively made for you. Taurus. On the 4th, thanks to the square between Mars in your career area and Jupiter in your 3rd house, you may experience issues with a professional colleague. Maybe something simple, a misunderstanding that makes it feel like a Mercury retro day. Email, talk in person, get it straightened out. The lunar eclipse in Pisces on the 7th occurs in your 11th house. Lunar eclipses often bring endings and completion. Something within your network or with your brand may be ending in its present form. You may not know yet what the next step is, but with the solar eclipse in Virgo at the end of the month, ideas and opportunities are headed your way. On the 12th, the positive aspect between the Sun in Virgo and Jupiter in Cancer provides the perfect vehicle for your creative endeavors, particularly if they involve communication or work that's detailed. With Jupiter in your 3rd house of communication, your ability is expanding. The 19th brings another positive aspect, this one between Mercury in Libra and Uranus in Gemini. A new responsibility at work should bring in additional income, or you may land a new job that pays you a better salary. Or, also possible, if you're self-employed, you're hired for a project that excites and intrigues you, that Uranus in Gemini accelerates your communication abilities. The solar eclipse in Virgo on the 21st should be quite positive for you. It ushers in new opportunities and creativity, new ideas, new clients, new projects. Saturn is opposed, however, so be sure to check out each of these opportunities and make sure they're legitimate, follow the rules, and fit your wants and needs. On the 23rd, the Sun in Libra trines Uranus in Gemini. You've got some progressive and innovative ways to earn income, Taurus. So now is the ideal time to set those ideas in motion. Gemini. At least Mercury retro is over, but September 4th may feel like it's alive and well thanks to a square between Mars in Libra and Jupiter in Cancer. This square may delay or disrupt a payment you're expecting for a creative project. Email or call to straighten things out. The lunar eclipse in Pisces on September 7th falls in your career area. old unresolved issues about professional stuff may surface. Something in that area may be drawing to a close, too. But don't fret about it, Gemini. By the time that solar eclipse in Virgo rolls around at the end of the month, you'll have a clear sense of the next step. The aspects on the 12th are positive and involve the Sun in Virgo and Jupiter in Cancer. With Jupiter expanding your income, you now do some refurbishments on your home. It may be small details that you've noticed. They gradually move on to larger items, a new couch or television, for instance. The 19th features another positive aspect, a trine between Mercury in Libra and Uranus in Gemini. You may be talking up a storm today about a creative project you're working on. You've got some terrific ideas to share. Or you may be doing something exciting and different with your kids or with a romantic partner. Overall, it's a great day to do something you really enjoy. The solar eclipse in Virgo on the 21st brings new opportunities into your family life, your personal environment, and with your home. You may be thinking about putting your house on the market, but have a clear plan about why and where you'd like to move. Saturn is technically opposed to the eclipse degree in your career area, so be sure you're not violating any rules. The 23rd brings another good day when the Sun in Libra trines Uranus in Gemini. With Uranus in your sign for the next 7 years, life is unpredictable, exciting, so you should try keeping notes on the various events that occur. For today, though, get together with friends, family, whoever makes you laugh and feel good about life. Cancer. On the 4th, Mars in Libra squares Jupiter in your sign, so this may feel like a Mercury retro day. Jupiter's trying to expand every facet of your life, but an issue at home, perhaps with the family, brings out your warrior archetype. Fortunately, the warrior with this square is in Libra, who seeks balance. Take care of the issue and move on. The lunar eclipse in Pisces on the 7th falls in your 9th house. Unresolved issues surface concerning your spirituality or worldview, or even plans you have for a trip overseas. Try to resolve the issues, whatever they are. And if the eclipse is visible in your area, take a look. The sight will move you. The 12th should be a good day, Cancer. The Sun in Virgo shakes hands with Jupiter in your sign, and that's a signal for you to get out and do something you enjoy. That enjoyment is also part of Jupiter's expansion. While enjoyment may be difficult given this administration's cruel and inhumane practices, it's time to take care of yourself. On the 19th, Mercury in Libra trines Uranus in Gemini. You have some unusual ideas about spiffing up your home environment, and everyone agrees with them. So now it's time to move forward with implementing these ideas. Just make sure you have the money so it doesn't add to any debt you may have. The solar eclipse in Virgo on the 21st should usher in new communication opportunities, teaching, writing, leading workshops in your particular expertise. Saturn is opposed to the eclipse degree, demanding that you follow the rules. It may delay some of these opportunities, but look for them before the end of the month. Follow your intuition. It rarely fails you. The 23rd is another pleasant day. The Sun in Libra trines Uranus and Gemini. Time to get the family together and get out and play. Enjoy yourselves. Compared to those Mercury retro days in August, most of September is delightful. Leo. The 4th may feel like a Mercury retrograde day. There's a square between Mars in Libra and Jupiter in Cancer. This one creates tensions behind the scenes, and it may involve a sibling or a neighbor. You could try to rectify things with an email or call, but in person is probably best if it's possible. Or you can wait until another day when the aspects are better. The lunar eclipse in Pisces on the 7th falls in your 8th house of shared resources. Something in this area may be drawing to a close. It could be a particular credit card, a break on your insurance or mortgage, or a source of royalties. Unresolved issues may surface too, so it could be a bit of an overwhelming day. The 12th features a positive aspect between the Sun in Virgo and Jupiter in Cancer. Jupiter is busy expanding your unconscious and everything you do behind the scenes. And something you're doing behind the scenes, a side gig, a freelance project, brings in income. The 19th should also be a positive day with the trine between Mercury and Libra and Uranus and Gemini. Send out a newsletter to people in your network, particularly if they are paying for membership. Ask for suggestions. Engage your members. The solar eclipse in Virgo on the 21st occurs near second house of income. New opportunities should surface to increase your income. It could come from virtually anywhere. A promotion, a new job, a side gig. However, Saturn is closely opposed to the eclipsed degree, so be sure that the opportunity you select is solid, legitimate, and maybe you should wait a couple of days before you select it. The 23rd is another positive day. Today, the Sun in Libra trines Uranus in Gemini. Get out today and enjoy yourself with friends, family, upbeat, positive people. Yes, it's challenging during this Trump chaos to maintain an upbeat attitude, but today is a perfect day to try. Virgo. Mercury retro is done, but thanks to the square between Mars in Libra and Jupiter in Cancer on the 4th, it may feel like a Mercury retro day. The issue here is professional. You may have a disagreement with a boss or client that impacts your play. Play this one carefully and be diplomatic. The lunar eclipse in Pisces on the 7th occurs in your partnership area. Something here is reaching completion and it's necessary for your continued growth. If it's a personal partnership, it's not ending, but is transforming, evolving into something else. You ready for that? The 12th is a positive day with the Sun in your sign, sextiling Jupiter in Cancer. It's an ideal time to communicate with your network of friends and colleagues, provide updates, set goals, ask for feedback. The 19th is another stellar day. Mercury in Libra trines Uranus in Gemini. Ask for a raise, or when you apply for a job, don't hesitate to state what you want for a salary. Ask for what you know you're worth, and chat and email to everyone involved. Be upfront, honest, and direct. On the 21st, the solar eclipse in your sign, Virgo, is important. It should usher in new opportunities into your personal life, and these could be in any area. You meet the right person, find the great job, terrific side gig comes your way, you have a chance to travel overseas. But Saturn in Pisces is opposed, and that indicates that a personal or business partner creates an issue. Deal with it and move on. The 23rd is another good one. The Sun in Libra, your income area, trines Uranus in Gemini in your career area. Communicate with bosses, clients, colleagues. You might want to suggest that you all get together for dinner or some other event. Whatever you tackle and whatever you say, be diplomatic, measured, and enthused. Libra. There's plenty of good stuff to look forward to this month, but unfortunately, September 4th may feel like a Mercury retro day. Mars in your sign squares Jupiter in Cancer in your career area. A colleague or boss may have an issue with something you're working on. With Mars in your sign, you're able to deal with it diplomatic, so do so immediately. On the 7th, the lunar eclipse in Pisces occurs in your daily work area. A project you're working on or responsibility you have may be drawing to a close, but it's all part of Jupiter's expansion of your career area. You may be more emotional and empathic today, so be vigilant and see what unresolved issues surface. 12th looks like a pretty nice day. The Sun in Virgo forms a positive angle to Jupiter in Cancer in your career area. Dive into your creative work, whatever it is, or get together with family or friends and get out and have some fun. During this tumultuous time of the Trump administration, it's important to remember who you are. The 19th is another good one. Mercury in your sign trines Uranus in Gemini. Today you're communicating what you think and feel about your spiritual beliefs and worldview and the flood of edgy ideas you've got. Whether you're a writer or not, record your thoughts and ideas today. They may prove to be fodder for a book. The solar eclipse in Virgo on the 21st occurs near 12th house, the personal unconscious. So this is where the new opportunity should surface. Possibilities, a project you take on behind the scenes, a secret romance, spirit communication, a private conference of some kind. However, Saturn in Pisces is opposed, and it's demanding that you follow the rules, the protocols, or these opportunities will be blocked. On the 23rd, the Sun in your sign trines Uranus in Gemini. If you're planning a trip overseas, you may have some specific goals in mind about places you'd like to see. Some of it may be research about a mystery or a historical figure who has intrigued you for a long time. Be sure you choose your traveling partners carefully. Scorpio. Mercury retrograde is over, but September 4th may feel like it never left. Mars in Libra, senior career, squares Jupiter in Cancer. This aspect may result in a slow or late payment for a professional project. Rather than trying to rectify it today, wait a day or two, then try emailing and calling. The lunar eclipse in fellow water sign Pisces on September 7th occurs near fifth house of creativity, romance, kids, and what you do for fun and pleasure. If a creative project is nearing completion, start thinking about your next one. The eclipse may bring up unresolved issues from the past about your kids or a romantic relationship. Do what you can to work through that issue, but don't drive yourself nuts about it. The 12th should be a positive day. The Sun in Virgo forms a positive angle to Jupiter in Cancer, which may bring in money. It could be that late payment you experienced on or around the 4th, or it could be income from other sources. Regardless, you're happy about it. You also may be planning a trip overseas. The 19th features a trine between Mercury and Libra and Uranus and Gemini. This aspect could also bring in money for something you're doing behind the scenes. Your communications today are measured and non-confrontational. The solar eclipse in Virgo on the 21st should bring new opportunities connected to your network. New members, your brand goes viral. You're invited to podcasts. You get the idea. However, Saturn in Pisces is opposed to the eclipse degree, so it looks as if there's resistance of some kind from one of your kids or from a romantic partner or even from a client for whom you're doing creative projects. Clear it up as quickly as possible, but wait a day or two. On the 23rd, the Sun in Libra trines Uranus in Gemini. It's a good day to get out and do something fun with friends and family and anyone who is upbeat. You've got some terrific and unconventional ideas about things to do. Run the ideas past the group. Sagittarius, the square between Mars and Libra and Jupiter and Cancer on the 4th may bring some financial hurdles involving your network. If you charge for membership, some members may not be paying on time. Be sure that the content you're providing is unique enough to justify the fees. Tend to the issue with an email. The lunar eclipse in Pisces on the 7th may signal that something within your family or personal environment is changing. Perhaps an adult child or an aging parent is moving out or in. An unresolved issue in your family may surface, and this time you should attempt to resolve it, whatever it is. If it's a difference in political affiliation, sit down and have an honest conversation about your differences. On the 12th, the Sun in Virgo sextiles Jupiter in Cancer. You get paid for a responsibility or task that you've taken on professionally. You may also get an unexpected break on insurance, credit, or mortgages. Your partner may get a raise or land a lucrative deal. This is all about Jupiter expanding your 8th house of shared resources. The 19th is another positive day, with Mercury and Libra trining Uranus and Gemini. You've got a lot to say, and today is the day to say it. You may be talking with your personal or business partner about how the tariffs this administration is imposing on foreign countries is already raising the price of living. Maybe you're even planning to attend a protest. The solar eclipse in Virgo on the 29th occurs near a career area. New opportunities should appear there. Possibilities, a promotion, raise, a new job, a new boss, different office. However, Saturn in Pisces is opposed. But if you follow the rules, the protocol, you can conquer this opposition. So get busy, Sag. The 23rd is a day made for enjoyment. The Sun in Libra trines Uranus in Gemini, and you're ready to hang out with friends, family, and positive, upbeat people who enjoy animated discussions as much as you do. You've got edgy and progressive ideas that will appeal to everyone concerned about the status of democracy right now. Capricorn, the 4th is going to feel like a Merc retro day. Square between Mars and Libra and Jupiter and Cancer exacerbates tensions or disagreements between you and a professional partner. It may impact your career in a weird way, so try to get it straightened out the next day or two before the lunar eclipse in Pisces on the 7th. The lunar eclipse falls in your 3rd house and illuminates your communication, neighbors, and siblings. An issue that hasn't been resolved in one of these areas surfaces. Try to resolve it the next few days. If you're working on a communication project of some kind, it may be drawing to a close, but don't fret about it, Capricorn, because something else will show up. On the 12th, the Sun in Virgo forms a positive angle to Jupiter in Cancer. You and your partner, personal or professional, may be planning a trip overseas or expanding your business to other countries. You agree on a plan, a strategy, and are ready to implement it. The 19th is another positive day. Mercury in Libra trines Uranus in Gemini. This aspect enables you to put your edgy, progressive ideas into action in your daily work and in your professional life. Jot down your ideas in detail and then figure out how best to utilize them. The solar eclipse in Virgo on the 21st should usher in new opportunities in higher education, foreign travel, publishing, and spirituality. However, Saturn in Pisces is opposed to the eclipse degree, so these new opportunities may be delayed. If you're making travel plans, don't buy your tickets. Wait a couple days. The 23rd is another beautiful day. The Sun in Libra trines Uranus in Gemini. It's a good day to get together with professional colleagues and enjoy yourselves. During these politically tumultuous times, it's important to remind ourselves that our personal priorities matter. Aquarius. Yes, Mercury retrograde is done, but September 4th may feel like it's still in full swing. Mars in Libra squares Jupiter in Cancer. While Jupiter's busy expanding your daily work, new responsibilities, for instance, the square creates a few issues and problems. A boss, colleague, or client may be questioning what you're doing. Try to resolve it in the next few days before the eclipse. The lunar eclipse in Pisces on the 7th occurs near second house of income. You may be figuring out your finances since that's the area this eclipse is illuminating. Unresolved issues concerning money may be surfacing too, so it's a good time to take an honest look at your beliefs about money. Are they positive or negative? If negative, in what way? On the 12th, the Sun in Virgo sextiles Jupiter in Cancer. It looks like something you're doing in your daily work will bring in additional income, perhaps in terms of royalties or even a break in credit, insurance, or a mortgage. It could be that your client hires you for an additional project or your employer assigns you a new responsibility. The 19th is another positive day with a trine between Mercury in Libra and Uranus in Gemini. Your creativity shines. Dive in, express yourself, don't be timid about including your progressive edgy ideas. You would benefit from getting together with other creatives and trading ideas and beliefs. The solar eclipse in Virgo on the 21st should usher in new opportunities into your 8th house. Possibilities, paranormal experiences, you get a break on credit cards, insurance, mortgages, you land a project that pays royalties. However, Saturn in Pisces is opposed, so there's likely to be a glitch in all this. The opportunities may still surface, but later on. The trine on the 23rd is between the Sun in Libra and Uranus in Gemini. So go out and have some fun, Aquarius. This is an air sign trine, and your air sign loves it, and so we do. Pisces. Oh, about that Mercury retro. It's ended. But unfortunately, September 4th may feel like it has returned, thanks to a square between Mars and Libra and Jupiter and Cancer. A payment you may be expecting for a creative project is delayed or altogether screwed up. Leave it alone for today and wait a day or two before trying to rectify it. The lunar eclipse in your sign on September 7th may trigger unresolved issues to surface in your personal life. These issues could be from long ago or even more recently. Regardless, try to resolve them. Something in your personal life may be drawing to a close. It could be anything, a relationship, a temporary job or side gig, or you may move or change jobs. Whatever it is, don't freak out, Pisces. It's all part of the cycle, and you'll end up in a better place because of it. The 12th features a positive aspect between the Sun in Virgo and Jupiter in Cancer. You and a personal or business partner may decide to collaborate on a creative endeavor of some kind. Jupiter is busy expanding your creative opportunities and abilities, and the Sun in Virgo provides useful details and a strategy. On the 19th, Mercury in Libra trines Uranus in Gemini. Your communications today focus on your progressive ideas about how to earn more money while working out of your home. Or perhaps you're working toward obtaining your real estate license or a license that qualifies you to work on houses in some capacity. Whatever it is, that Uranus and Gemini flood you with new ideas. The solar eclipse in Virgo on the 21st occurs near partnership area, so that's where the new opportunity should appear. The possibilities: a new romantic interest, a new collaboration of some kind, a new attorney or physician. However, with Saturn in your sign opposed to the eclipse degree, these opportunities may be temporarily blocked. Look for them to surface after the eclipse passes. On the 23rd, the Sun in Libra trines Uranus in Gemini, so it's a good day to get out and enjoy yourself with family, friends, and upbeat, positive people.
Thanks for joining the Mystical Underground. Visit www.themysticalunderground.com for the latest blog post and book info. Subscribe to the podcast on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher, Google Podcasts, or your favorite podcast app. Listen to the podcast at podcast.themysticalunderground.com. Follow Trish and Rob on Instagram at Trish and Rob McGregor. Follow us on Twitter at The Mystic Cast. Send email to podcast@themysticalunderground.com. And until next week, thank you for listening and stay mystical.